WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a missed deadline, a relationship hiccup, or just one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. Ever feel like you're constantly being tested, like the universe is playing some cosmic game of whack-a-mole with your happiness? I get it. We all do. But here's the thing. Building resilience isn't about avoiding these challenges. It's about learning how to bounce back stronger. Think of it like this. Life's a roller coaster, and those dips and turns are inevitable. But instead of clinging on for dear life, what if we learn to enjoy the ride? Today, we're diving deep into the art of resilience, that superpower we all possess but often forget about. It's not about being invincible, it's about developing a mental framework that helps us navigate tough times with grace and emerge even stronger on the other side. First things first, embrace the setbacks. Seriously, I know, easier said than done. But think of them as learning opportunities disguised in uncomfortable situations. That failed project? A chance to refine your skills. The embarrassing moment at that party? An opportunity for self-deprecating humor, and maybe a viral TikTok. Every stumble is a stepping stone on the path to growth. Secondly, cultivate a growth mindset. This means seeing challenges not as threats, but as exciting opportunities for learning and expansion. Remember those times you've surprised yourself with your ability to adapt and overcome? That's your growth mindset in action. Don't let fear of failure hold you back. Instead, embrace the possibility of growth and evolution. Thirdly, build a strong support system. We are social creatures, wired for connection. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who celebrate your wins, and who offer a shoulder to lean on during those tough times. Remember, a village raises a child, and sometimes we all need a little help from our tribe. Next up, practice self-compassion. We're way too hard on ourselves. When things go south, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. No one's perfect, and everyone makes mistakes. Forgive yourself, learn from it, and move forward. Remember, being kind to yourself is not selfish. It's essential for your well-being. Lastly, take care of your physical health. This one's a no-brainer. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and enough sleep are crucial for building resilience both mentally and physically. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect your car to run smoothly on empty fuel, would you? The same goes for our bodies and minds. Fueling ourselves properly gives us the energy and stamina to tackle life's challenges. Head on. Let me share a quick story that really illustrates this whole resilience thing. A few years back, I was working on a project that just wasn't going as planned. Deadlines were looming, my creative juices seemed to have dried up, and I was starting to feel like a complete failure. But then, something clicked. I remembered those times when I'd faced setbacks before and come out stronger on the other side. So, instead of spiraling into despair, I took a step back, re-evaluated my approach, and reached out for support from some trusted colleagues. We brainstormed together, shared ideas, and eventually turned things around. Not only did we finish the project successfully, but the experience taught me invaluable lessons about adaptability and collaboration. So remember, folks, building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It's about learning from our experiences, cultivating a positive mindset, and surrounding ourselves with supportive people. It's about embracing the ups and downs of life with grace and determination. And most importantly, it's about remembering that we are capable of so much more than we often give ourselves credit for. Now, go out there and make me proud. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a dose of resilience inspiration. And as always, hit us up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay resilient, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.